worms you might use. What kind of worms you have?
Regular earthworms or red wigglers or red. Night crawlers.
I said, what's a red wiggler?
He's a medium-sized worm, deep red.
Red worm, you have
called? Red worm. And the night crawler reminds you of a little small snake. He's quick, fast, does lots of wiggling while you try and put him on your hook.
Yeah.
It's a night crawler.
What, they're regular type worms?
It's a regular type worm, but they get to be large. They grow pretty large.
You got a kind of a white one that maybe grows in a tree or something, in a rotten tree, you see?
That's a grub worm.
Grub worm?
Grow around the barn where there's rich dirt or in under rotten logs.
Okay.
Grub worm.
Okay. Now, then you got that hard-shelled animal that sticks his head back in.
Terrapin.
Yeah. You got any terrapin? What types you got? A turtle?
Just the one terrapin, and then you got hard-shelled turtle, loggerhead, soft-shelled turtles. You got all types of turtles.
I see.
Lots of them.
Okay. You know what? You got a gopher here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's that?
It's a little animal that goes on the ground. You got the salamander or the mole. The mole, he just goes just under the ground and raises the dirt up to where you can see everywhere he goes. But the salamander, he'll just push up a little mound of dirt, and it may be several feet before he pushes up another little mound of dirt.
Salamander. That's a, how big is it?
He's about 5 inches in length. About like a medium-sized rat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have a pouch on each side of their jaw. They can carry a whole bunch of food in that to wherever their den's at.
Huh. We call, you know, now we got a lizard that we call salamander in South Georgia.
A lizard?
Yeah, type of lizard we call salamander. Oh. It's a little, you know, thing that goes around like that, little old thing.
Fisheries sometimes?
Yeah, some of them, you find them in the water. They're green, you know, they're green. They live in streams or things like that.
I've never used them.
Then you got that kind of a thing, talking about getting back to insects again. You got that kind of a bug that lights up.
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug. Okay. And you got, then you got I hear that you got lots of animal kinds that will bite you here.
Mosquitoes. You got plenty of them.
I was riding my bicycle. Go ahead.
We're not bothered with them too bad here. One thing, we've read different books on the mosquitoes and the martins, the martin bird.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell us, the different books has told, I don't remember the amount of mosquitoes that one martin consumes in a day, but it's a huge amount. It's almost unbelievable how many mosquitoes one bird, really? One martin, can consume. And I keep up martin boxes here year round, not just one or two, but several. And there's always martins here. And I'm very sorry, because I do have mosquitoes, because I have a pond and there's branches, but it works.
Well, now the martin, that's that chimney sweep, isn't it?
He looks like a chimney sweep. Now that's the difference. There's a difference between the martin and a chimney sweep.
Have you ever seen a martin get after a hawk?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them get after hawk and they'll kill them.
They'll run them completely out.
Talking about mosquitoes, what else eats mosquitoes? These things might hang around the pond.
Frogs.
Well, have you ever seen, these are kind of a long, thin-bodied insect with transparent wings?
Oh, mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk.
Okay. You got any insects that sting, flying insects?
Well, you got the bumblebee and the wasp, yellow jacket.
What type of wasp you got?
You got the red wasp, dark red, and then you have the guinea wasp, that's kind of striped like. Got a little yellow, different color on it.
Okay. Is a yellow jacket, that's a